Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations 12 Steps to Freedom. This is Kelly Fox, and I am excited to speak with you tonight about step number 7, which is surrender. And we just wanted to mention tonight that all of our information that we share with you about the 12 Steps to Freedom are all based on Rhonda Britton's workshop, which is called Pathway to Change. And we are very grateful to be able to share this information with you that Rhonda has put together in such a beautiful form. With us tonight, we have Elaine Glass, and I'm very excited that we have her back on the show. And so we'd like to welcome her on with us right now. Hello, Elaine.
Hi, Kelly. So great to be here with you. Really excited.
Yes. I'm so excited to be talking with you again and to also
Thank
be
you.
Hearing about all the exciting things that you've been up to so that our listeners can know and possibly get involved with because you're going to be telling them how to, hopefully. We're also going to have on the show with us tonight in place of our lovely co-host, Terry Saracen. She is not feeling well tonight. We have Janet Renner with us tonight. Hello, Janet.
Hello, hello. Hello, Elaine.
Hi, Janet. Wonderful to be here with you.
Yeah, I'm excited to be on the call with you, too. So great to hear your voice again.
Yes, we're all excited to talk to each other. I know I am. I love when we met Elaine, I don't know if you guys remember this or if you're new to listening to the show, we met Elaine at one of our Fearless Living coaching retreats, and just loved everything that she shared with us. And so I've tried to be as involved in following her as since then. And she's also helped our family out a little, and she's been on our show a few times. So I'm very excited to have her back and to hear about what she's been up to since the last time we've had her on the show. So, Elaine, can you share with us what have you been up to?
I've been up to a lot of great things. When we open our lives up to, we're talking about surrendering, so I'll just use the word in the get-go. When we open our lives and surrender to things that we never, ever imagined would come into our lives, my goodness, it's sort of like be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my life coaching career has really taken off, and I'm working with just some beautiful souls, and I feel really, really grateful, really, really grateful. And on a personal note, I have a son in college. I have a sophomore in high school, so, of course, that always keeps the mom busy. And I finished a six-month master class speakers training course with the amazing Sean Stevenson, who's one of the best speakers on the planet. So that was really a treat and a gift to myself. So always trying to get better.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That sounds really exciting. I know that, I saw little bits of information that you've sent that you've put out there, and that's just really exciting. Your website's up and going now too, right?
Yes, that's up and going, and that was a fun project. I learned a lot. I've never had any background with web design or business in general. I come from a a dental family and a dental hygiene background. I was a dental hygienist for 30 years. So I've transitioned from healthcare into the entrepreneurial world, and it's been, mm-hmm. it's just every day I'm learning something new, and it's pretty exciting, really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not really familiar with all of the computer and marketing and all that kind of stuff either. And so this has allowed me definitely to branch out and learn how to make websites and landing pages and market events
yes.
and workshops. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
All in the effort to get our message out, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Elaine, if I may ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
So since today's call is about surrender and shifting from dental field into being an entrepreneur mm-hmm. and learning how to build a website and learning how to be self-employed and to put yourself out there, how can you explain to us a little bit about your journey of when you've had to face certain spots along the way into and what happened when you chose to surrender into your own process of shifting and changing? Because that's huge in all that you've transitioned from what you did before into where you are now.
Yeah, that's a great question, Janet, and I appreciate the opportunity to answer that because I think it's important that we give ourselves permission to think bigger, to think maybe outside of our comfort zone, outside of our box. The very first step in surrendering was for me was actually getting quiet and being able to listen and see and be in the present moment of really who I was as a human being. That's really the first step for me, and seems to be for a lot of people. Our lives get so busy that we kind of go through the motions of getting up and, you know, going to work and doing the same things, and we never really maybe feel that there's something bigger and greater or just different out there for us. So it was a huge lesson in surrendering every step of the way. A lot of it was trusting myself, trusting that I was listening and hearing my own self-messages that supported me, knowing that I was on the right track, that I was doing the right things, and you know, I was supported. And that's really the lesson, is when we surrender to what it is our soul is really telling us, we're supported. People come in and support us that we never had met before. All of a sudden, a paycheck comes, and maybe it's a little bit more than we expected, and so we're able to do something else to use that. So it's a beautiful way to live. It's also can be scary at first, but you begin to trust it, and you kind of get out of your own way, and you realize that, you know, the planet and the universe has been around over 13 billion years, and everything's working, you know, has been working perfectly. So just to trust that.
So was there mm-hmm. a pivotal point for you to choose to follow your soul's calling on a higher level, which I would say it's probably higher, I don't know, I'm just assuming, for what you're doing now versus what you were doing before? Was there a pivotal point to help shift you, or how did you know that, you know, now was the time?
Well, I didn't just jump from out of dental hygiene into life coaching. I had to be smart about it. I was a single mom, you know, raising two small children, and I took baby steps. It was really a matter of taking baby steps and seeing what came in front of me. And I guess the pivotal moment was I had just seen so many synchronicities, so many things lining up for me. Everyone's probably wondered, you know, oh my gosh, how cool that this happened, or, you know, you see a sign of something and it confirms, you know, what you've been talking about with a friend. I mean, those are synchronicities that are super cool. And so it was just a series of those that I just chose to trust. And that's what led me to where I am today, is the trust of those signs.
Yeah. So when you first chose to trust and take those steps, those baby steps at first, what was that like? Like to really lean into that? Like on an emotional level, what was that like?
It was exciting. It was exciting. It was almost like, I feel like I've always been a bit of a coach most of my life. I mean, I remember being on the playground in kindergarten and all the kids would, you know, some kids would come to me and they'd be crying or telling me their problems. Whatever I was doing or being seemed to be supportive. And then, I was always sort of called the vault. You know, people would come to me and tell me their secrets. And then during dental hygiene years, you know, I would sit with people and listen and help in any way I possibly could. And so when I finally did jump to life coaching, it really felt like a very, on an emotional level, a very comfortable place. It was a place of knowing. It was a place that I felt home. That's pretty much what I would call it. I really felt like I was home, finally.
Wow, I love that description. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Coming home to yourself, to, you know, your purpose, your passion. I love that. I'm going to write that down.
No, I'm writing it down too.
And there are times when I think we all feel like what we're choosing or deciding seems kind of crazy. Like, who am I to be doing that? Or, you know, that's mm-hmm. for someone else to excel in, not me. But when we really get present during our everyday decision-making and we really see what's going on around us and the people coming into our lives and the lessons that are being posed to us every day, it all is just a piece of the puzzle of your life. And when people don't follow the lessons or they don't follow their self-messages, that's when we get sort of feeling bogged down in a job we don't like or a relationship that's not, you know, satisfying or meaningful. And, you know, anxiety, depression, all those things, illness, disease, creep up on people. So I'm really the action step here that I am so grateful that you're allowing me to be on today. The action step is really for listeners to get out of their own way and trust that you're going to be supported. That's the main message.
Mm-hmm. That's so
powerful.
Yeah,
it seems that every time I step forward, there's things there to support what I need. And I think that's a sign or whatever, but sounds goofy when I say it, but that I'm going the right way, that I'm in the right place, I guess, and I'm doing the right thing for myself. And it always, I don't know if you're Indiana Jones. I was like, I couldn't think of what it was called. If you're an Indiana Jones fan, but there's this part in, I think, the third one, where they're looking, he's going through this obstacle course almost, trying to find the Holy Grail. And there's this part where he comes to this, this part where there's an open space between where he is and where he needs to be. And he's supposed to just step forward. And until he doesn't see that there's this almost like, you know, at one point, this invisible beam there to support him in his path from one cliff to the other. And I think that sometimes that's how my life is. You know, I'm just stepping forward, not knowing that that invisible beam is there. And once I do, I'm able to see it. But it's like taking that step forward, you know, surrendering to the process or to the universe or to, you know, myself, you know, myself's inner purpose, passion, voice, you know, then then I can see the path, you know, once I step forward, once I surrender, once I listen and I step forward, then, you know, that support is there. And I can get to the next step, and then something else comes forth, you know, a job, like you were saying, you know, a job that is going to help me, or, you know, a person that I can add to my support team, or a new skill becomes available, and my process continues to go forward. And it just is amazing how it all unfolds just because I'm willing to take that step.
Yes, and Kelly, that's a perfect example, because it's the action that you took. It's the energy around taking action instead of staying stuck. And that's a tool that I love to actually share with my coaching clients, is just to restore their belief in their own guidance, their own inner guidance, so that they can take those action steps. And so I totally agree with you. And I really love that. I'm not an Indiana Jones follower, but I do like that.
Yeah.
Thing, so.
Yeah. It's a good, I'll have to find the clip and post it or something. I think of that almost every single time someone talks about that, you know, just stepping forward without knowing, you know, what's going to be there when your foot comes down.
Yeah, because so many times we go through our day trying to control everything and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to manipulate people, and we try to manipulate situations, and it will just backfire. It will really just backfire in the end, because a lot of that is just our own fear-based thoughts. And so that's where we try to control. And the opposite, that what we're talking about tonight, is really a loving thought. And the loving thought is the surrendered thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think last week, maybe it's been 2 weeks now. I have no concept of time anymore. But I just went through this week-long training, and Janet and Terry were both there with me, where I was able to get my training to be able to do workshops, fearless living workshops. And my word for the year last year was willing. And so I put forth, you know, I stepped out and I put myself in that, you know, in the very, you know, willing to do whatever comes forward, which took me to business in a box training. And to this year, my word is believing, and it's believing in myself. And that week really helped me to step forth into believing that I'm capable of, you know, of doing workshops and of spreading this message even further in that forum. And, I feel like I really proved to myself that I can do it, because I was willing and because I was able to at least believe in myself enough to get up in the front of the room in front of these, you know, these people and stuff. And I really surprised myself, and more of it was like what I was getting back, you know, the feedback I was getting, you know, just like everybody just, you know, how their reactions of how I was showing up. And I think it might have, Janet might have been one of the people who asked me, was like, are you letting all of this sink in? Are you taking it in? And I'm like, no, this is just like overwhelming right now. But like, since I've been home, you know, I've really been trying to keep that feeling, you know, with me to help me to continue to build, you know, that believing muscle in myself. And I think that every time you do step out and you do, you know, put yourself in a situation where you're risking, right? Every time you risk, you're building that muscle to believe in yourself that you're capable of doing whatever it is. And so I think surrender is just another level of risking, right? And trusting that, that, you know, the, you know, your higher power or whatever you're surrendering to, you know, the universe, your inner voice, your passion, your purpose, that it's going to take you in the right direction, and that you're going to be able to be capable of doing whatever is brought forth to you.
Yeah, Kelly, I would say that how you showed up and in front of the room and presenting, that models perfectly you surrendering to who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Your own soul, your own passion came out through it. Your own spirit came through. You just kind of got out of your way. And you allowed yourself to show up. And when any of us do, that's when we shine within our own lives. And that, I believe, is when we have the greatest impact on our own soul, let alone anyone else who might be touched by it. It's so powerful. Get that same feeling from you.
I love that.
You've made your transition, you know, into truly what is your soul's calling. And it's like how you started out by saying, you know, how your whole business and the lives that you're impacting is so much greater than what you had, I guess, originally thought. I'm not sure, but that was my interpretation of how you opened up speaking this evening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wow, imagine, if we would allow ourselves to surrender, get out of our own way, our ego-filled way, in order to step in and tune within and follow our calling each and every day, instead of getting, for myself, stuck in the muck and the mire and the self-doubt. It's such an amazing experience to hold on to. To move with. I think the whole thing is we can't hold on to it. We need to just continue to move with it. And I loved, and I'm so inspired, Kelly, by seeing you, being able to experience that, your own blossoming and stepping into, because that, I believe, modeled surrendering and what that truly is. And Elaine, just hearing your story and your transition, again, just modeling, surrendering, and how beautiful that is, and how truly that's what I believe why we're here. To serve our highest and greatest purpose.
Wow. Janet, I love your words, and Kelly, congratulations. I didn't know you had gotten to that very high level of educating this important message. So congratulations. And don't you also find that surrender really is the source of our creativity? I mean, like, you know, your thoughts are able to slow down, and that's where creativity begins. And so that's also what I find for myself, and maybe you also as well, with being able to teach this, is your creativity just soars when you allow that space, when you allow a space for creativity to enter. But I think that if we have specific thoughts in our minds about the outcomes we want with everything we're doing, and we don't create that space, then we our creativity is really stuck.
Mhm. Yeah. I have found that to be true. Like I'm very much a planner by nature. I like to have things planned out. And it doesn't necessarily, I've gotten to the point where it doesn't necessarily have to go exactly the way that I've planned, but I get very disappointed when we're not at all, where I don't feel like we're at all moving towards the destination that I've created or the, you know, whatever I'm planning. And I've found, especially in the last couple of years, where things just don't seem to be going towards the direction that I thought they were going to. And I've been getting like so irritated and frustrated and like, why aren't we moving to this, you know, to this destination that I've created and I've planned and I've made it all simple. Right. And just letting go of that, because the more that I let go of that, like the more, the less I get irritated that we're still not going in that direction, and the more peace I have. And so it's like, oh, okay. So I'll just let go of this, and it's going to happen how it's going to happen regardless. You know, and just surrender to, you know, because the one thing that's really, really come so obvious to me in the last, I mean, even just months, is that control is like the hugest illusion that everybody is going after. We really have no control over anything. And you know, when we try, or at least when I try to pretend that I have control, it just becomes so much harder for me than when I you know, act as if I don't have control, because I don't have control. And, you know, I have 6 kids, and I don't have, even though they're all under the legal age, they're all under my roof, I still don't have really any control over them and, you know, and what they do and how they think. And, you know, and it's just, I mean, every day they're teaching me this lesson of, of the fact that I don't have control. And the more that I try to control them, the results are less and less of what I want. And so it's, you know, it's letting go, and if there's something that I really want done, getting it done myself, and just letting them, you know, somewhat be who they're going to be. Because if I continue to try to control them to a certain level, then it affects our relationship. It affects, you know, other things that are much more important to me than their beds being made or their chores getting done in a timely manner. Like our relationship and the way that they feel about themselves, the way that they feel about me, and the way that they feel that I, you know, feel about them, that's much more important to me than, you know, the house being spotless. And so, you know, it's just, they're my biggest teachers. They're constantly teaching me, you know, about what is really important.
Yes, I hear you, and congratulations on the 6th, on the 6th child.
I always
feel like, you know, it's easy, because people will ask me, you know, it's easy to surrender when everything's going great. You know, I mean, that's, I'll surrender all day long when things are going great. But what happens when someone makes you upset, or someone says something that really hurts, or, you know, things just don't go right, and you carry things with you? How do you surrender the pain from carrying the pain? And I feel like the best way to be able to surrender in difficult times is, it'll sound very simple, but it's very difficult, is just to relax and stay calm and let it move through you. So if someone's challenging you, to remain calm and let it just move through you and surrender to the fact that you don't have to take it personally. It may not even be about you. And what if you have something also to learn from that moment? So like I said, it's easy to surrender in good times, but in bad times, it can be challenging. But it's a muscle that we build.
Yes. Well, our time is already up. I hate how it goes so quickly, especially when we're having such great conversations. But I thank you so much for coming on. Is there something that you want to share with our listeners before we close, Elaine?
Well, I want to thank you and Janet for having me here today. It's really been an honor and such a pleasure. And I have a free gift if your listeners are interested in me sending a free gift their way. They only have to contact me via email in the subject line. Say, I want my free gift. And you can reach me at Elaine. The address is elaine@elaineglass.com. And I will send them over the free gift.
Awesome.
And
thank you so much
also
for
reach
doing
me
that.
They can also reach me at my new website, which is elaineglass.com. So thank you.
All right.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
and thank you,
you
Janet, for thank being on the show with us tonight.
Yep. Thank you. And I just want to close with the what you just said, Elaine, aside from the free gift, but I just want to say it again. In the most challenging times, remain calm and let it move through you. And that doesn't matter if it's an emotional or physical challenging time. It is all the same. Calm is key. And letting it move
breathe.
Through. Yep, exactly. I love that.
Yeah.
I love
Thank
it.
You
Thank
so
you
much.
Guys.
Thank you so much for being on the show, both of you. I am very, very appreciative and love that you would come on our show and share with us and our listeners your great wisdom. And I will make a note of the gift as well in case our listeners who are listening live didn't get it, and make sure that everyone has that opportunity. And I thank you so much. And with that, I say be fearless, everyone. We'll be back next Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.